The stolen 2009 Chevrolet Tahoe was pushing 100 miles per hour on a residential street in Visalia, California, by the time Sergeant Randy Lintzner and his partner, Officer Robert Gilson, got their police cruiser into position behind it. High-speed chases often end in collisions and always endanger innocent bystanders, so the time, about 3:30 a.m., was in their favor. But on this morning, October 18, 2009, the police had another advantage. Some 12,500 miles overhead, a network of satellites was helping to track the vehicle's exact position, and new technology was in place to eliminate the need for hazardous spike strips or bumping tactics traditionally used in police pursuits. Minutes after a shotgun-wielding assailant forced the Tahoe's owner, Jose Ruiz, and his cousin out of the vehicle, Ruiz reported the theft to police and told them that it was equipped with General Motors' OnStar navigation, communication, and security system. A call to OnStar quickly provided police with the location of the vehicle, and when the officers confirmed they were ready, OnStar call center advisors transmitted a wireless signal to the Tahoe, activating its stolen vehicle slowdown feature. Behind the wheel of the Tahoe, the driver pressed the accelerator harder. To his surprise, the pedal became unresponsive, and the SUV's engine gradually slowed to idle speed. He jumped out and ran, but was soon in handcuffs, roughly 15 minutes after Ruiz reported his vehicle stolen. 21-year-old Albert Roman Romero became the first person caught and charged with carjacking as a direct result of GPS technology.